Hi, this is Angela Middleton, and welcome to my podcast called I Want to BA. The reason for this podcast is that there is a huge lack of careers advice in the UK, and I'm always asked by young people, by parents and by teachers, my views on improving careers advice, and particularly by parents, what should they say to their youngster who's leaving school. I think it is a wider subject. It's not just about what job do you want to do, but it is actually about how you want your life to be. And within that, what type of career you want to select. And that career can just be the first stepping stone. Nowadays, individuals have a whole portfolio of careers. The people that I've interviewed, even at the age of 30, have had four or five careers. Myself, I've had at least five different types of careers. So this podcast is about firstly talking about careers in general and careers advice, but secondly, bringing in individuals who have experienced careers in particular industries, hence the subject I Want to BA, and they can come and talk about the path that they took to actually get to where they are and also talk about what it's like to actually do that job and have that career. So we'll be covering every type of career that we can think of in the UK, and it will be everything from architects to zoologists. So I'll look forward to comments, and we'll build things up as we go along, and hopefully it should be of great use to parents, to teachers and to young people. So today we're looking at the career of beauty therapy, and I'm delighted that we're joined by Lola Marks, soon to be Lola Campbell, when she gets married in a few weeks' time. Lola has had an illustrious career in this sector. She left school with GCSEs and originally did a BTEC in performing arts and was going to move into dance. But for a number of reasons that she'll explain, she actually then sort of changed tack and decided to go into beauty therapy. While she was training at college in beauty, she got a job with Selfridges on the makeup counter, and she'll explain to you how she got that. Was very successful there and worked there for a number of years to support her training before then taking a degree to actually be able to teach. She worked in a number of different salons and spas, high-end and low-end, on purpose to be able to see the good, bad and the ugly, as she describes it, of the industry. And she actually also did quite a lot of travelling and experienced being able to sort of operate in lovely locations around the world. She then came back and she was a teacher for 3 years in this sector before starting up her own very successful beauty salon, which actually combines teaching as well, so she now gives the opportunity to new entrants into the industry. Lola, welcome, and really fascinated to be able to hear all about your career. If we could start with, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, so, and you left school at what age?
So I was 16.
Okay, so tell us what's happened between then and now.
So when I was in school, I was very naughty.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy school. I didn't see the point of my GCSEs. So in my mocks, I got 9 E's.
Right.
Whoops. Got very severely reprimanded by my dad,
yeah,
who grounded me until my GCSEs.
Yeah.
I studied hard and actually came out with 9 A to C's in the end.
Fantastic. So good old dad.
Yep.
Yep.
Which I used to go to college.
Right.
I signed up to a college in Hackney to do performing arts and dance.
Before we get on to that, can I just ask you a quick question about that period of 4 months? Because
yep,
you went from 9 E's to 9 A to C's, phenomenal turnaround.
Yep.
I mean, so clearly you had the capability there. What do you think was made the difference, and why do you think there was such a difference?
So I definitely think that I didn't have a focus or a reason to pass my GCSEs.
Right.
I didn't want to do anything in French or maths or English. However, my dad sort of sat me down and said to progress on to further learning, so to get to college. So I wanted to do my dance at college. I had to achieve these GCSEs, otherwise
right,
I wouldn't have got in.
Okay, so you then had a real reason and
yep,
you knew what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very often the key, isn't it?
Yeah, so I had to make a decision of where I wanted to go with my education. I was advised that being a dancer in the West End is not a sustainable career, and that I would probably have to quite often work as a waitress. So I'd have big gaps in my career.
Right.
Also, in the dance world, when you sort of hit 25, you're considered an old dancer.
Okay.
You could go to an audition and not be picked because you're an inch too short, or your eye colour's wrong, or your hair colour.
Things outside of your control.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really had to take a step back and think about where I wanted to go with my education. And I suppose I was at a good point because I was still under 18, so my education was free.
Yeah.
So I swanned off to Morocco for a month to have a think about what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I saw women on the side of the road doing sort of hand massages, neck and shoulder massages. They were doing sort of lymph drainage massage on the face, which looked quite nice. And it was, you know, sort of 20p, which to us was nothing. But to them, that was a good moneymaker. Mm. And the fact that they didn't have to have any tools, they hadn't had to pay out for anything. They were just using your hands. I thought, oh, this, yeah, they're onto something here.
Yeah.
So I came back to England and I mentioned it to my mum, who did a lot of research on beauty, because I was never a girly girl.
Yeah.
And I never had my nails painted. I didn't wear makeup. I didn't wear heels. I was pretty much a tomboy.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go into an area that I thought that I wouldn't fit into, because I had this preconception that beauty was just makeup and nails.
Yes.
When actually it's completely different.
Right.
So I spoke to my mum about doing beauty, and when she'd researched it, she actually looked into more the body treatment, so the facials and the massage, and actually how you can help people through beauty. So that was... and then I watched an X Factor audition,
right,
and noticed that one of the girls in a group had quite a large nose.
Mm-hmm.
The next week was the live shows, and I was astonished at how different her face looked just through makeup.
Yeah.
And her confidence actually was a lot different, and I thought that I could help people achieve that through makeup.
And that's what you mean about the fact that, you know, makeup and beauty in general is so much more than just, you know, aesthetics.
Yeah.
It actually helps people with their confidence, etc.
Yeah, and sort of using it as a tool to help people feel better about themselves, using it to correct their imperfections, what they consider to be an imperfection. So I signed up to my local college to do beauty. So I started off level 2 beauty, which I did, so a year. So 4 months into my course, I went to Selfridges, as I wanted a job on a makeup counter.
Yeah.
My friend did me a full face of makeup that I was completely embarrassed with. I felt ridiculous. Went into Selfridges, cringing, handed out my CV. And within 2 minutes of leaving, I had a phone call from one of the counters to say, can you come back? We'd love to interview you. Got the job there and then, little 18-year-old. Took $2,000 worth of products worth of sales in my first weekend.
Wow.
So I was loving life.
I bet. And isn't that interesting that, you know, you went in feeling sort of cringing because you felt you had too much makeup and everything, but you did it anyway.
Yeah.
So you felt that fear and you pushed yourself forward, and actually that really paid off for you because it made you stand out and you got a job straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
Good lesson.
Threw myself in there.
Okay, so then you continued at college and did your level 2 and level 3?
Yep, did level 2 and 3 beauty, qualified top of my class.
Fantastic.
And
that's interesting to me as well, that the fact that you were now doing something that you loved, you actually shone and got top marks.
I think that was the first subject in my whole life that I actually studied for.
Right.
I went home, I wanted to learn, I wanted to remember. I did my own revision cards. And because I enjoyed it and because I was interested in it, it was easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked it up really well. So after I'd qualified my level 3, I got a job in a city salon. I worked there for approximately a year, working my way up to manager. So it's quite ambitious. And for the last 6 months, I worked on a consultancy basis, writing their operating manual. I wanted to go as high as I could within the business. And I think for me, I was always looking for new opportunities to learn different things. With the City Salon, I really had to step up my game and improve my skills. It was full on. It was heavy. It was clients in and out, in and out. It was busy. It was full time. I absolutely loved it. But then I always had this niggling feeling that I wanted to teach.
Yeah.
I wanted to share my knowledge with other people. Right. So before I did that, I thought I wanted to see the best of the best and the worst of the worst.
Right.
So I signed up to a temp agency. Again, extremely easy. Signed up, went for an interview, on their books, straight away, off you go. So I would get an email at the beginning of the week with all these different shifts and all these different salons.
Fantastic.
And I could say, right, I want to work there, there, there and there. So I worked in some absolutely amazing high-end spas, and I worked in some real back-end grotty salons.
Okay.
And I think that experience of seeing all those different salons and spas. I worked in men's spas as well.
Yeah.
So I got a real good variety of what the industry could offer.
And what sort of things were you doing in terms of treatments?
So massage, facials, manicures, pedicures, waxing, brows, lashes. So real variety of treatments. Okay. When I was working in a men's spa in London, it was amazing to actually work with a group of male beauty therapists.
Right.
It was quite interesting to work with, as I was used to working with all females, and then I was working with all males. So that was good. We had a right laugh there.
And that's a very interesting point, because, you know, traditionally people would think about a career in beauty as being primarily for females. And in fact, there's quite a lot of males that actually go into this profession, isn't there?
Yeah, so much more these days, and especially because the male grooming is so much more than it was.
Mm.
And even my tutor at college, my nail tech tutor at college, was a male, and he now runs the whole beauty area for the college.
Great. Okay, so you decided you wanted to teach, and having done all of your experience, you then went on to university, did you?
Yeah, so the next thing I did was sign up for my certificate in education at Greenwich University. I got a part-time job in Selfridges so I could have the flexibility to attend university Monday to Friday and then still have my job at weekends. So I was due to graduate from university in the May. I had my graduation ceremony in October. I then decided I'd like to do some travelling.
Okay.
So I researched how I could do that and actually was quite amazed at how easy it was to get a job abroad.
Right.
So much opportunity for taking your skills abroad. I worked for a spa on the west coast of Australia, and I actually got the job before I went out there.
Yeah.
So I graduated from university on the 15th of October, and a month later I was on the plane to Australia. Arrived in Australia and worked in a spa overlooking the ocean on the west coast, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I worked for 5 weeks there and then went off travelling with the money that I'd earned from working in the spa.
So you were saying that, you know, people can, once they're qualified, can actually get all these opportunities abroad. And, you know, that sounds amazing, sort of working in Australia overlooking the ocean. I mean, what other types of locations could you think of that they could maybe, you know, go and do some work experience or whatever?
There's amazing opportunities in Spanish islands, especially Ibiza, to do seasons out there, doing massages,
right,
and facials.
Oh, on the beach and things like that.
So massage beach, they call it. And
okay.
You can go out there for a season. So you work as a masseuse during the day and then you've got the evenings to rave away.
Fantastic.
There's massive company called Steiner as well. So you working on the cruise ships is a great opportunity. So you would do your shifts on the cruise ship, and when you dock at each port, you have the opportunity to get off the boat and explore that country. So that's a good way of actually being paid to travel.
Yeah.
So I finished my travelling, seen what I wanted to see, came back to the UK and got a job in a mainstream college in East London. Taught there for 3 years. So I taught level 2 and 3 beauty. I also got the opportunity to teach units on a level 4 qualification in physiology of skin aging, which was amazing. I then made a decision that I wanted to try on my own. So I did lots and lots of research. I would come home at night and stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning researching my own business. So I took a huge leap to actually open up on my own with a training salon and training academy.
Okay, great. And tell us a bit about that. How long did you do that for?
So that was 4 years. That brings me up to now. So it's still going strong.
Yeah.
I had an amazing opportunity to work with apprenticeships. So 16 to 18-year-olds, they would come and train with me and then work in my salon. So the salon was completely student-led, which was fantastic, giving them the opportunity to actually work in a real-life salon.
And that's what you run now?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you say is a typical day or week in this profession, Lola?
So being a beauty therapist is quite flexible hours. Usually you would work an 8 to a 10-hour shift. You would do, say, 4 long days and 3 days off, or 5 slightly shorter days and 2 days off. Weekends and evenings are always big in the industry, which means you can get a lie-in sometimes as well, which is always nice. Once you come into your salon or spa in the morning, you'd see your day. So you would often have quite a large variety of treatments, which is good, consisting of manicures, pedicures, facials, waxing, stone therapy and in head massages.
Wow.
So quite a big variety. You would see lots of different people throughout the day. When they come to salons, it's their only time that they actually get to either vent or sort of, you know, get things off their chest. So you get to hear some good gossip, definitely.
And you probably make some friends because if they're coming back regularly, do you?
Yeah, you get to know people, and it's amazing to see people's journeys when they first come to you with a problem and you're supplying the solution, hopefully by the end of their journey. And also beauty you can see as artwork. So if someone comes in with really messy eyebrows and you can tint them and then shape them, tidy them up. I think a massive reward within the industry is helping them maintain the effects of your treatment at home through retailing and aftercare and home care.
Yeah. And so, so you're building the relationships, you've got these regular clients, you've got lots of variety in the day, you're retailing so they can maintain the results. What about sort of the running of the salon, cleaning, the organisation, booking in your appointments, all that sort of stuff? What happens with regard to that?
Cleaning is a massive part in the beauty industry. Yeah. Everyone mucks in. I think with the different treatments that you do, it's good to try and stay tidy as you go along.
Yeah.
But there will be a huge aspect of cleaning. Mm. A receptionist would usually book and take your calls. You'll generally have time within your treatment to retail to your clients so that when they go out to reception, you can pop, the products that you've suggested for them. They can take those home with them.
Right, right. And, is it tiring? Because obviously you're on your feet all day, so presumably you need to have quite high energy, do you?
I didn't.
Right.
I had an amazing teacher. My teacher was fantastic and taught me to use my body weight rather than just my arm weight, say, for massage. So that at one point, when I was working in a spa, I'd do 7 massages a day.
Goodness.
So 7 hours of massage and still come out and feel fine because I was taught to use my body weight.
So there's ways of keeping your energy, reserving your energy. And what's the money like? I mean, is this the sort of career that you would go into for the money, or is it more a career that you go into just for the enjoyment of it?
If you work for yourself with less overheads, especially if you work from home, there's a lot more money, say, per hour that you can earn. Within a salon, you'll get a basic wage, which won't be amazing, I'm going to be honest. Mm. However, there are some great commission schemes that you can that your boss can offer you. So you'll generally have a 1% on treatments and 10% on products. So for example, if you sold £1,000 worth of products in a month, you can get an extra £100 in your wage packet.
Goodness. So it's well worth learning that side of it as well, the retail side, and how to explain the benefits of products to your clients.
Oh, definitely. That is going to push your wages up to where you'd like them to be. And that is endless. The harder you work, the more rewards you'll get at the end of the month.
Absolutely. So what would you say is the best things about the role?
Definitely helping people. When someone comes in with an issue that's obviously affecting their life, it affects their, if someone's come in and they've got full-blown acne, they don't have any self-confidence, they're they might shy away from even, you know, new job opportunities for themselves. Helping them through that journey and seeing them come out the other side, you don't get a better feeling than that.
Oh, that's lovely. What's the worst things or the biggest challenges?
The worst thing is client complaints.
Okay.
It's always disheartening when you have someone that's not happy with something that they've had done. Within the salon, you're going to get the brunt of some things that are maybe out of your control or that you can't deal with. However, you need to just take it on the chin and do what you can.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can...
I suppose you're going to get people come in and they've had other things going on in their lives, so maybe they're not in the right mood or...
Yeah. And I think a lot of the time, because you haven't experienced what they've gone through, they might be really, really upset about something that actually is quite easily fixed. Yeah. So if you rectify that for them, they'll be fine.
Lovely. Obviously, you know, you've described the role of a beauty therapist primarily, but that can then lead on to lots of different things. You've mentioned the travel already, but what other things could it lead to?
So the beauty industry has a wide range of opportunity. Management. So I worked my way up to management within a year, and obviously the wage will reflect that. You can work mobile, so for yourself, and then especially it's good if you have kids or you've got other commitments, you can do as much or as little as you wanted to. You can go into teaching. So I went into teaching, and again, you could do part-time teaching and part mobile for yourself. You could run your own business, which is exactly what I went into as well. And these opportunities can be held for as long or as little as you wanted. You can go into TV, film and fashion if you're wanting to go more of the makeup route. Even with nail tech, the things you can do with nails these days.
Definitely, yeah.
They've got the new S&S that's coming out all the time. So even within nails, beauty or makeup, the industry is evolving so much, you'll never get bored, you'll never stop learning. Mm. Hair is really close to beauty, which is something that you could incorporate. So for weddings, you can do bridal hair and makeup. I also worked in a men's spa. So once you've achieved everything you feel like you've achieved in level 2 and 3 beauty, there's now a massive... demand for level 4 beauty, which is IPL, laser, you've got lips, lip fillers, Botox, semi-permanent makeup. So it really is endless.
So for those that are inspired, Lola, and now actually want to follow in your footsteps, could you give them some hints and tips on how they can progress in this career, and even maybe share some things that you wish you would have known when you were starting out?
Yep. So I think the main thing for me would have been if someone had told me that the money wasn't amazing to start with, which is what we said earlier. You know, you can't go into this industry thinking that you're going to earn thousands of pounds straight away. You will need to start at the bottom. You will need to show your hard work in, which is exactly why an apprenticeship is an amazing way to start, because although you're at the bottom, technically you're not qualified, but you're still being paid to be in that role. And for me, coming out of college and going straight into a salon with no experience was tough and did nearly put me off the role completely.
Right.
And I think with beauty, you need to show that you're willing and what you want to do, and continue developing your learning all the time. I'm at 30 years old, 12 years in the industry, now retraining in aesthetics. So if there's something that you want to do in beauty, go and do it.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.